A move by federal regulators is sure to cause debate in this new year. This week, for the first time, the Environmental Protection Agency starts regulating greenhouse gases from power plants and other big polluters. The rules apply only to new construction and major expansions, but they are already controversial. Critics contend these rules will drag down the economic recovery. Here's NPR's Elizabeth Shogren.
Old Dominion Electric Cooperative was trying to get permits for a massive new coal-fired power plant in Virginia. But last fall, it delayed the project. David Smith, the utility's director of environment, says there were two main factors: the recession, which was cutting demand for electricity, and uncertainty about EPA's greenhouse gas rules. Smith says he still hasn't figured out how the new rules will change his project, but one thing is certain: they give a new weapon to the plant's opponents.
The environmental organizations, I mean, their goal is to challenge any coal plant. Another regulation just gives them another avenue to make another challenge.
Attorney Cale Jaffe from the Southern Environmental Law Center has been fighting the plant.
Now, finally, we've got the rules that are beginning to require power companies to account for their global warming pollution. That's a historic turn of events.
Jaffe says he hopes the utility will reconsider and opt for a cleaner energy source, like offshore wind power. For EPA's supporters, examples like this are proof that the rules will work to constrain global warming pollution. But in the eyes of critics, they show how the rules will deflate the economic recovery. Jeffrey Homestead, who headed EPA's air pollution office under President Bush, predicts the new requirements will increase energy costs and halt industrial construction. That's because there's no clear rule book. Officials will evaluate each project to see what technologies could cut its pollution.
It slows everybody down because nobody has an idea what the rules are going to be.
Homestead, who now represents energy companies as a lawyer, says companies that do try to get permits will be stymied by red tape and challenges from environmental groups.
That is a huge part of the problem. There are multiple opportunities for it to be challenged and held up.
We'll be able to issue these permits. We will not slow down the economy.
Gina McCarthy now heads EPA's air pollution office. She says agency and state officials will only require companies to use existing technologies, but in ways that make plants as energy efficient as possible.
So that the pollution they emit is as minimal as possible to get the job done.
A number of power companies and refiners say the new rules won't stop them from expanding over the next few years. Some already have permits for upcoming projects. Others are replacing coal-fired plants with cleaner natural gas plants, so they won't face global warming regulations yet. But even more significant restrictions are on the way. Just before Christmas, the EPA announced it will set standards for how much carbon dioxide pollution power plants and refineries can release. The incoming head of the House Energy Committee, Fred Upton, exploded when he heard the news. He and other Republicans and some Democrats from coal mining states are vowing to stop the EPA when the new Congress gets to town. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.